Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Sugar House by Laura Lippman, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt and directed by Erica Jensen. This book is copyrighted 2000 by Laura Lippman. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by Recorded Books. The author opens this book with the following two epigraphs. The first is from an article that appeared in the Evening Sun on February 16, 1925, written by H.L. Mencken. A Baltimorean is not merely John Doe, an isolated individual of Homo sapiens, exactly like every other John Doe. He is John Doe of a certain place, of Baltimore, of a definite home in Baltimore. It was not by accident that all the peoples of the Western world, very early in their history, began distinguishing their best men by adding "of this or that place" to their names. The second epigraph that opens this book is a political maxim of unknown origin. Never get caught with a dead girl or a live boy. And now, The Sugar House.
Prologue. Henry looked at the tape recorder on the table in front of him. "Voice activated," the cop said. "You talk, the wheels turn." He coughed, clearing his throat. And sure enough, the wheels lurched, then stopped. "My name is Henry Dembro," he began. But they knew his name. It wasn't the one they wanted. They kept asking him about the girl, and he didn't have a name for her. Not a fragment, not even a fake.